It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rommel, you magnificent bastard, I read your book!
Thank you, George. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A lot of people wanted to talk to Mark Rudolph. We just ran out of time with him. 877-365-3636.
Maybe Buzz could pretend to be him.
Let's take a phone call about our guest here, and then I'll explain my dilemma and what I was dealing with during that very difficult segment personally for me.
Sure.
It's always about me. William from Reston, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, William?
I'm very good. I listen to the show at work, but I can't call until after 5, so I'm glad I caught you. I was reading an article in American Psychology the other week. They did a study on men's smells and the hormones and what women were attracted to.
Right.
And they found that women were most attracted to men whose immunoprofiles were different from theirs, because that means your kids will have better immunity. But when women are on the pill, their preferences are reversed. And so they like guys with the same thing. So the study was saying that women who date on the pill will be attracted to a guy's smell who's got one immunoprofile, and then they get married, she goes off the pill, and she's not attracted to him anymore.
Interesting.
So they were talking about how that might be something behind the divorce rate.
You know, can I tell you what I experienced with all this talk? The greatest amount of frustration in the world, William, and I'll tell you why. Because, we're interviewing that guy. I want to argue. I want to agree. Mark Rudolph, the no-nonsense man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just was so frustrated because I can't. Now, politically, Buzz was talking about what a guy like Mark Rudolph does. Mm-hmm. And he is very provocative. And he makes very bold statements. And it makes for great radio and, mm-hmm. and great television.
Yes.
But I think politically, some of the things he says mm-hmm. have certain amounts of validity. But when you're talking about a guy like that, mm-hmm. you have to take a look at the big picture. You really do. And you're talking things that have, men, women, issues that have been around forever. What was frustrating when we got to the specific issue at hand, which mm-hmm. I even have to dance around now, I can't talk about a lot of stuff. I'm not allowed to. And that's another thing. I'm here doing my job. But one thing I didn't mention to Mark that I will throw in there, and I will address this with alimony.
Okay.
At the end of the day, if you have a relationship that has children,
right?
The one aspect of paying alimony that I feel very, very secure in mm-hmm. is the fact that my children are taken care of in that regard.
Right.
And in many situations, that is the case.
And you can't put value on that.
You can't. And you have to, it's just the way it is. And I know he says, well, that's the problem. We all have our, we're sitting on our hands and we're not doing anything.
Mm.
But you have to, at some point, give certain people the benefit of the doubt. It's very, very frustrating. And it's a hot button. It is. And mm-hmm. and as Buzz said,
he
takes that one hot button and then he brings all these reasons in about it. And it's a little bit frustrating.
It's one truth to sell you a pack of lies.
I still like me the ladies, Rob. And
me
I don't
too.
Like being alone. And that's the way I've lived my life. And there are a lot of people that are the same way.
And
Larry King.
And he brought up a very valid point. He says, men are scared to death of their wives. You bet we are.
And that's not necessarily good, though.
Or true.
Because it ought to be, you always hear about the fact that equal work for equal pay, which I'm all for.
I'm not.
But also, when a woman goes out, and this is on this guy's website, when we go out on a date, mm-hmm. men pay. And that's pretty much the standard deal. Why is that the case? If two single people are going out, mm-hmm. they both work. Why does it have to be like that? He brings up a point that makes you just pause for a second and think about it a little bit. I don't believe 90% of what the guy says, but the certain 10% that I hear, you just say.
But once you're
a good point.
But once you're ensnared in marriage,
you mean once you've fallen deeply.
Once you've wed, it's not really a matter of being afraid of not getting laid anymore. It's what the power of making the house unhappy,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's easier to just bow to that.
I love the
and
way
I
you
think
said
it's
that.
Just easier.
I think there's a lot of guys out there who would agree with me. To say I don't love my wife would be a vast overstatement.
Let's go.
That's true.
Downright unfair.
let's go to Mike in Woodbridge, Virginia. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
How you doing, Mike?
Good, good. Hey, I was talking to my wife a while back. She went to a Mothers to Be program in high school.
Okay.
They were telling her certain rules and laws, and they were actually teaching them on what to do just in case their husbands or boyfriends, have a cup and left them. Uh-huh. So they're learning from a young age, even the Mothers to Be program. And what she was telling me was that, even if a girlfriend lives with a guy for about 7 years, she's entitled to his money.
Well, you know, what?
How's that?
Common law.
Hey.
Common law marriage.
So difficult to talk about. Wait a minute. We got some guy says he's out in our parking lot. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Jeff from Sacramento, are you in our parking lot?
I am.
Well, now, why did you call in to say you're in our parking lot?
Because that's where I'm standing. It's raining really hard on me right now.
What a tool.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, we have an underground parking garage as well, you know.
I don't know.
Are you sure you're at the what do you want? What can we do for you?
I'm a fan from Sacramento, and we're on tour, and we're driving all the way out here.
What tour?
Digital tour. We're in a band, you know, a group with rhythm.
How many of you are there?
There's four of us.
Are you all fans of the show?
I'm the fan. They think I'm dumb, but I love the show.
Well, so then you get to come out of the rain. The others can stay outside, okay?
But, where do I go?
Yes, you can come into the lobby.
Have we an intern today?
I don't know. Beth Ann, to the studio, please.
I believe Drew is here today. Andrew.
All right, hang up the phone, Jeff, and come up to the lobby. See the nice lady, Colette. All right?
Okay.
Get ready, America.
I don't know what the hell he wants anyway. Did you hear that? Some guy's here from Sacramento. I don't know what he wants.
I know. I sent Drew to the side.
I'll give the...
beside BDK's car.
I'll give the tour to the Cub Scouts. But I'm not going to have that guy get a tour.
Okay, so give him
something made of plastic and send him on his
you
way.
You don't want to even just eyeball him?
I want to look at him. I want to look at him. No, I don't want him to come in. I want you to be next to him. Hold on. Wait.
To the door?
Listen. Yes.
What are the rules?
Bring him in. Stand next to him. I will say hello. You know, and then we'll send him on his merry way. That's what we'll do. He's a fan of the show. And do we have anything back there? Do we have a T-shirt we can get?
Something in Rob's pants?
I have an idea.
He came all the way from Sacramento.
Would you like me to sign your name to a Post-it that we could give him?
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes.
No, don't bring him in.
No.
God damn, who's that? Who is that? Jesus.
He didn't know. He was
getting I know. Okay. It's smoking. Let's go to Jose Sacramento. Yes, Jose.
What I learned from the guy, I guess, is when I meet a girl, I shouldn't take her out to a dinner. I should just pull out my thing right there in front of her.
Right. Instead of your credit card. Absolutely. Way to listen and learn, Jose. I appreciate that. Let's go to Steve in Ashburn, Virginia. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, but I feel unbelievably frustrated because I was not able to dive into that interview with reckless abandon.
We
as a matter of fact,
I
still am dancing around the subject because it hits so home. And I probably should have said that when we booked the guest. You know, I should have probably left the room and let you guys talk to him because it's here. I'm still chomping.
Want
I wanted to talk to the guy for 6 hours.
We'll have him
it.
Back.
Yeah, we will. All right, Steve, what, you know, you want something about Rob's balls?
Yes, can I talk to Rob and his balls?
Rob, you and your balls. They're right over here, sir.
Rob.
Yes, as I said, I'm here. Go ahead and begin to embarrass yourself.
Thank you, sir. Finally got the nagging and whatever. I'm going to have the big V next weekend on Friday. And they have to. Dr. Shank said you have to shave everything.
Did you say Dr. Shank?
Okay, he's lying because that means that he'd be having his surgery on a legal holiday.
Should I let him go?
Well, no. Let's see where the lie goes.
Okay,
July 4th, you're having your surgery.
No. The following Friday after that.
Week after
how
that.
All right. Well, what's the point besides wanting to tell the world you're having a vasectomy?
That you have to shave entirely.
How do you get the hair off?
Well,
get the hair off what? Your package.
He said, Dr. Shank said everything.
Okay. Dr. Shank, I don't buy it. I forget it. I mean, it's just not, he's not making any sense.
Mike, that's what I did.
What'd you do?
I used gasoline.
Mike in Virginia, you're on the show. Hi, Mike.
And a match.
Yes, there's no doctor named Dr. Shank. So
what?
That guy was
I think he was full of it, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and I follow only one rule, and that's why I've been married for 30 years. I have 3 children. If mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but is that really, gentlemen, is that really the way to live our lives? Is it really?
You don't have
is it really? Do you, no, I'm. Let's go back.
Let's go
back to Quest for Fire. I watched 10,000.
That woman was happy.
I watched 10,000 BC with the kids the other night. You know? God, they looked awfully modern for people that were around back then.
I thought their
foreheads might have been bigger.
Digital watches.
Well coiffed.
But back in those days, there wasn't marriage. There wasn't, you know, keep the woman happy.
Was a
this
club.
Was, you know, Quest for Fire. You go down to the water to have a drink, and the guy's coming along, and he says, take a look at that.
Yeah, but you're also looking at a different time.
10,000 years ago.
Yeah, you know, they couldn't cure anything back then.
They didn't have cell phones.
So we've got things that are better now, but the problem is you got to keep your mother happy.
Yeah, mama has to be happy.
You know what? I said that like I was saying it to my kids.
Came out wrong.
And I have said it to my kids.
Kirk, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, Mikey. I got two questions for you. The first one is,
Do you have an updated number on the people who've signed up on the website yet?
We have
the Wii and all that.
Four people.
We have four people, a total of four people that have actually signed up for the website. And we're going to draw out of that four for the Nintendo Wii and the $500 tomorrow. So one of those four people, are you one of the four?
So you're saying I got a chance.
You got a chance, yeah. A one out of four. No, there are thousands of people that signed up for the thing, and they told me today when I came into the office, you got to give that away before you leave on Wednesday's show, so be listening for that.
Did you read the rules?
He's gone. He didn't have time.
No one named Kirk is allowed to win.
And again, to clarify, it's not a weed package. It's a Wii package.
Not a weed package. We'd get in trouble with the authorities.
I think we would.
And it wouldn't be family court either.
No.
Not like we've been discussing. All right, let's get the Hollywood update from Mr. Buzz Burbank right now. A man who is very happily married and loves his wife and keeps her happy all the time.
You've said it all, Mike. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Here's the skinny on Sean Southwick King.
Sean Southwick King.
Larry's wife.
She's okay, your wife, right?
I'd like to hear her story.
Well, now that she's checked into rehab, her friends are hoping she's going to start eating again, because there's another problem.
Oh, no.
She looked like a walking skeleton at the Indiana Jones screening at Paramount, said one observer. She's emaciated.
On a related topic, because we just were talking about this, right. You see, men that have been married many, many times usually have a great deal of difficulty keeping women happy. Like Sean Southwick King.
You would think he'd be getting better at it.
I would think so. You would think he maybe would mellow. But I think Larry has made the transition from, you know, the harsh, get married a lot, difficult to live with, to old man curmudgeon, and there was no stopping.
No golden years?
That was it.
Well, have you ever seen SSK, I should say, Sean Southwick King in person?
SSK.
SSK?
Well, in her day, when he first married her, I saw pictures of her. She looked pretty hot.
Yeah. But in person, I saw her at a Redskins game. She had a good body, but a big head.
Maybe that's because she was too thin.
Well, that's good for television. Television performers often have big heads and look better on TV because of it.
Really?
Yes.
Would you guys like a woman to tell us how to make a woman happy?
Oh, it's about time.
Let's give it a try here. Christina, Haymarket, Virginia, go ahead.
I'm writing this down.
Damn it.
Yes, Christina, we're waiting.
Oh, are you there?
Yes, we're here, Christina. Now you've got one more chance.
Well, if we're 60% more sexual than men, then instead of a credit card, then, you know, men should learn how to be more sexual in bed and please a woman.
That's a good point.
No, it is not a good point.
I agree with
this
woman.
It is an excellent point.
It's a terrible point.
If you make a woman happy sexually, then she won't be looking elsewhere.
You know what? True. I think women should be, in general, a little more generous.
Well, some women are.
And you know what, Christina? I use a credit card in bed.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's out of the bag. It's the sexual position known as the spiewak.
The swipe.
That's right. Good evening, darling.
Swipe.
What side would you like the magnetic stripe on this evening? Go ahead, Buzz.
Last week, Sean sought medical assistance for her addiction to painkillers. King's spokesman denied reports that she suffers from depression or anxiety, but a confidant told us she's really unhappy. Larry is very controlling. He barks at her in public.
Oh, dear. And he's turning into a bat.
She always keeps a smile plastered on her face, but she is really unhappy, says the source.
Ah, the source who always goes nameless,
the
right?
The source was Marty King.
The couple became tabloid fodder in February 2007 after a very public screaming fight at Nate and Al's in Beverly Hills, during which Sean ran out into the street with King yelling as he ran after
Larry.
Her.
Larry.
There he is barking at her again.
He only seems to be growling right now, I'm not sure.
It's working it up.
Yes. It's Larry King. Get back to the table.
Heel King.
They ran out into the street.
Yelling. You're skinny, right?
And then he ran out yelling after her.
Oh, my God.
It was quite a scene.
We reported it, I think.
You know, he is just going to be like that till the day he dies. That's just the way it's going
to
be.
So three more days.
3 days she has to suffer. What's she depressed for?
Larry has a spokesman by the name of Howard Rubenstein.
Howard Gold.
And Howard says he only has good feelings about her. He's deeply concerned about her well-being. He has enormous affection for her, and he denies berating her.
You know, did you see the Rickles special that was on HBO a while back?
Yeah, part
Mr.
of it.
Mr. Warmth, Rickles Project.
The Don Rickles Project. Right. And did you see Rickles describe Larry King, his impression of Larry King?
No.
He comes up and he's talking to the interviewer. He said, you want to see Larry King? This is how Larry King. You walk up to Larry King and say, hey, I've got cancer. I've got 3 days to live. Larry King will shake your hand and look off into the space and go, yeah, thanks a lot. That's the sensitivity of Larry King.
I believe that.
I've been up close and personal with Lara a few times.
Let's see. A spokesman says she's taken medications because of her migraines that she's had since she was a young girl. She developed a dependency on painkillers as a result of being prescribed medication for migraines.
The problem is she's married to both a frog and a bat.
Migraines suck when your head's that big.
Yeah, and his head's big, too. Those kids are probably going to look like bobbleheads that you see in the, you know, the grocery store.
They're going to look like the presidents that race at the Nationals game.
I love those. Here's why she needs a big head. She had a career, past tense, a career as a singer and TV host.
No, she didn't. Well, that really wasn't much of a career, was it?
Well, don't tell her.
I mean, it was the singer thing. I never heard of her before he married her.
No, neither did I, but that's what she did.
Okay.
She came from a talented family, so they say.
Of big teeth.
Her last big gig was she was reading a child's story to children at the MDA telethon.
He knows everybody that's there.
Anyway, the marriage and the kids ended her career in television and singing. The CNN talk host, that would be Larry, he's 74.
Hi.
He's been married 7 times to 6 women that we know of.
Come back to the table. Sit down. Eat your veggies.
Why are you barking?
Because I don't like women.
What about her head?
When are you going to have Mark Rudolph back on the show?
Larry, what about your wife's head?
It's growing, and her body's not going with it.
She's so thin.
Come back to the table. Come on, eat your vegetables.
Thin is bad, right?
Come on now. I want to feed her breakfast.
On the couple's 10th anniversary last September, Sean Southwick King, age 48, boasted that Larry boasted about her that she's the only wife who's lasted into the 2 digits.
What?
Larry says this is the only wife who's lasted into the 2 digits.
Well, it's not going to last very long if she's not eating and suffering from depression and popping pills.
She's trying to kill herself.
But, if she really just hangs on, she'll get the king fortune.
How much do you think it is?
It's probably a lot.
Do you really think so?
I've heard him say that. I make a lot of money.
Well, sure, he says it.
I got more money than I'll ever need. CNN pays him bucket loads of cash.
They do.
I bet he spends a lot of it.
Well, he spends a lot of it when he's hanging from the rafters.
On zipper boots.
I am winged creature of the night.
What do you drink?
I drink kava. Yeah, baby. And I drink the blood of virgins.
And the non-believer?
Yes, the non-believer. I am Larry the Bat.
New cartoon in development starring John Oates' mustache.
You mean like Hall & Oates, the gay group from the 80s?
Well, gay.
Sexually ambiguous, I would say.
The gay group from the 80s, Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates, the very same. John Oates, he was the guy with the mustache and apparently still has it.
Is it an X-rated cartoon?
The cartoon, not exactly, no.
Okay.
It won't involve Daryl Hall, just John Oates and his mustache. John will be portrayed as a modern-day family man who's being enticed to return to his rock life by his mustache, which is voiced by comedian Dave Attell.
How can it go wrong?
Yeah, I think it's a 100% winner.
The show is being called J-Stash, but for now, no word on when or where it may premiere.
Pardon me for not getting more excited, but, you guys didn't have to play Private Eyes 3,000 times in the 80s.
So. I'd rather have a cartoon about Sean and Larry.
Private Eyes, they're watching you. Jesus. And all the other Hall & Oates songs. I mean, really, in the 80s, there was a period of 2 or 3 years where it was every week a new Hall & Oates song.
She's a rich girl.
And she's getting you better because you know it don't matter anyway.
M-E-T-H-O-D-O-F-L-O-V-E.
She's a man-eater.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Table for two?
I just got tired and we had to play it over and over and over and over and over again.
You had to play it, Larry?
It's like a bad marriage.
Sure.
Vern Troyer's sex tape partner says he's not particularly well endowed.
What do you expect?
Did you see the preview of the sex tape?
No, I did not.
It was on TMZ for a while where it looks like it's naked mini-me laying next to a naked woman and they touch tongues. It was worse than hostile.
Not particularly well endowed. What is she looking for? You know, he's balanced.
Usually, a lot of times you'll hear it said about dwarves that among men, their sex organs are the same size as they would be on a normal heighted man.
But he's not.
Yeah, remember Scott?
Is he really? I've seen Scott's.
Me too.
Scott used to like to show his.
Yeah,
his wasn't that big.
See, was it proportionate to him or was it proportionate to a more normal sized guy?
It was kind of a normal sized thing that he had. Buzz, I swear to God, I didn't take a Polaroid of it.
How did the date end?
It was in a bar and he did it in front of a bunch of women. It's about the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
I mostly remember about him as a leprechaun and he had sprayed his hair green, but he fell asleep after throwing up in the parking lot and the puke turned green because it rolled up and got in his hair.
Oh.
So there was like a green puddle and it was a beer puke, so it was mostly spit.
This might be a stupid question, but Vern Troyer, isn't he? I mean, he's not a classic dwarf, right?
No, he's
like Tom Thumb.
Two foot eight.
If he was any shorter, he could pose on trophies.
This is a question for our vast listening audience. I would be very curious to know, is there a difference between a Vern Troyer and like a Dr. Lovelace from the Wild Wild West is the only dwarf I'm getting. I'm trying to think of a dwarf.
Here's
please.
What I know.
No, the guy on that TV show, that reality show about dwarves, you know, that's
oh, yeah.
got the, and the, he kind of waddles yeah. around. He's
for
a little,
little
person.
Little people in big world. Mm-hmm. Here's what I can tell you from reading about The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, this
here
is
comes
true.
Our expert opinion.
There is two kinds. There's one kind of dwarfism that is still rampant today.
Okay.
And then there's pituitary dwarfism.
All right.
And pituitary dwarves have heads that are proportionate to the size of their body.
Okay.
Now
that's enough, Dr.
No,
Mangala.
No, let me finish.
This is the thing he knows.
This will only take me a minute.
Okay,
if
here,
you
go
look
ahead.
At The Wizard of Oz, you'll notice that all the dwarves in Munchkinland had proportionate heads to their bodies, right? But modern science has made it so pituitary dwarfism is curable.
Right.
So you don't see many pituitary dwarves anymore.
So you're saying that in The Wizard of Oz, and this is how you know it, we're all like perfectly
70 years
symmetrical.
Ago,
what's
was
the word
different.
I'm looking for?
Proportionate.
Proportionate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. That's what right. they.
But now a lot of times they'll have a head that doesn't seem suited to their body size.
Because that, and that's what
that's
we see nowadays.
That's a kind of dwarfism that cannot be cured with modern science.
Okay, so you've just answered, oh my God, we're running late. Got to wrap it up, Buzz.
All right. Say there was nothing dark or evil about that story.
So you say, Spiewak.
Not yet.
Right. Anyway,
as mayor of the Munchkin City.
The actress says Vern is definitely not a tripod. She says he's endowed more proportionately for a man of his size, yeah. which is 2 feet, 8 inches tall.
Yes.
Him, all of him.
So it's thimble time is yeah, what we're talking about.
I guess
about.
So.
Are you
no
listening,
problem.
Leo?
The Hollywood Buzz is edited by Rob Spiewak. Coming up in your final buzz, death on a roller coaster, and Budweiser fights to stay American. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, gentlemen, we've got a very special guest coming up.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
It's the love life of Amy Winehouse. You've heard a lot about her.
Oh, she had a rough weekend.
All I have been told is that at the door today will be her new boyfriend, and I think he's got Amy in tow.
So it could be a two-way?
It could be a two-way, but not a three-way, Rob.
Can't wait to talk to them.
We're going
to
be able to chat with, I am told, both of them. That's what they're telling me in my earpiece.
Is that the setup?
That's the setup.
Excellent.
Amy Winehouse.
And?
The only thing I can tell you about her boyfriend, he's British also.
That's part of the setup.
We'll have an exclusive interview with both the lovebirds when we come back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.